An event is coming up that will help raise awareness of child abuse in the state and to combat the problem. Jeremy Gechner is with Prevent Child Abuse Illinois, and he joins us now. Jeremy, let's talk about the walk that's going to be held coming up in Springfield in May.
Yeah, this is the Illinois Walk for Children. It's the 8th annual Illinois Walk for Children. This is the biggest and most prominent fundraiser that Prevent Child Abuse Illinois puts on every year. It is taking place May 20th at Southern View Park in Springfield, Illinois. It's a $20 registration for adults, but then kids 2 and under are free. And it is just a wonderful event, and it's so it's just so much fun to come out. Registration starts at 9, and the walk starts at 10. And then afterward, we have games for all the kids, these superhero-themed games with prizes for every one of them. We have lunch. We have some music going on. We have a big superhero-sized raffle this year that is going to contain a lot of great prizes. And probably the biggest thing that I love the most, because I'm a superhero freak, and this event is put on in partnership with Marvel, and they actually send out the official Iron Man and Spider-Man to come out there and take photo ops with all of the walkers. They are out there encouraging people. They're walking around playing the games with the kids. You know, when they're not being hogged by me because, you know, I'm going to be meeting my childhood heroes. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. It's going to be so much fun.
Now, you mentioned children are going to be there. It's an event that's going to raise awareness about child abuse, but at the same time, you want kids to be there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, like, this is something that we want the community to come out for, to show their entire support for not only preventing child abuse, but then just being a part of the community that Prevent Child Abuse Illinois is in. And, you know, this is a great thing. And kids, we have so many great pictures from previous years at the walk of kids just with their hands raised in the air, screaming out loud, taking a picture with these heroes, because it's just fun for them to get there and meet their heroes. And it's great to be able to have children around this issue, because it's something a lot of times people don't want to talk about.
It's a problem, and we know it's a problem. We see it in the news quite often. We hear about it, maybe even see statistics, but it goes unreported so often. And so it's a much bigger problem than we even realize.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm brand new to the PCA Illinois family, and I just went to one of our first board meetings that we got to listen to Director of DCFS George Shelton speak at. And he gave a lot of the statistics of Illinois, and it's in the tens of thousands of kids that are reported to be abused or neglected in Illinois. And you're right, the number that is unreported is probably even higher. You know, we're still waiting for official numbers for this fiscal year and everything, but it's definitely in the tens of thousands. And that's a problem. And that's something that we believe at PCA Illinois, we all have a role to play in preventing child abuse in Illinois.
Going back to a moment ago, we talked about how you're hoping kids come out and you want kids to be aware of this as well. I would think a lot of kids are young and scared when they're victims of child abuse, afraid to tell people, and maybe a younger person, a peer of theirs, is someone they might confide in more.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we get that all the time. Children at school seeing signs of, you know, one of their friends or one of the kids that they know that are acting erratically, that are not acting like themselves, they're able to tell their parents about it, and then we are able to figure out and get that child some help. And that's, again, that's a great example of a way that this is a community thing. You know, this is not, we all share the responsibility of preventing child abuse. And, you know, while you may have the happiest family on the block, you never know what's going on just a few houses down or at the grocery store or anywhere. You know, like, there are times where this stuff can be recognized. And it is in that moment that is all of our responsibility to try to recognize it and then to try and take the steps to not be, you know, hysterical and not be, you know, problematic about it. But, you know, think about what you saw. Does it look abnormal? Does it look not right? And then get online, go and call DCFS or Prevent Child Abuse Illinois and find a way to get word out there, because it is better safe than sorry when it comes to providing happy childhoods for the children of Illinois.
We're talking with Jeremy Gechner. He's with Prevent Child Abuse Illinois. There are signs, I would guess, that are not necessarily physical signs that people should pay attention to.
Sure, yeah. I mean, children becoming more introverted and not wanting to play with other children. Like, these are things like at school and stuff that you can notice. You know, just out in public, you know, if they seem very kind of I don't want to say sullen or anything, but, you know, just kind of taken aback or like overtly shy or like walking far, far behind or something like that. There are definite things where you can tell where there's something a little off about a child. And, you know, sometimes I think because child abuse is such a taboo topic, sometimes our inclination when we see these signs is to just kind of brush it off like, oh, you know, I don't know, or, oh, it's not my problem or anything like that. But, you know, those signs are sometimes subtle and sometimes they're very apparent. And it, again, it's our responsibility, all of us as a community, to make sure that we recognize them whenever we can and to do whatever we can when we do recognize them.
And it is something to make that allegation against somebody to say that, you know, you've abused a child. So I understand a lot of people don't want to get involved. They're nervous about doing that. That is, how do you overcome that? How do you get people to say, hey, I really think there's something going on here. I have to take that step.
Well, sure. And I mean, like, that's always the fine line that you got to try and tread there, because, you know, sometimes it is just a shy child. Sometimes it is just, you know, playing games and stuff and getting injured and everything. But that's where you can really, you know, we encourage you to try and talk to the child or try and talk to the parent or, you know, try and get involved if you believe that there is abuse going on. Like, if it's very apparent to you and you have this overwhelming feeling inside you that there is some kind of neglect or abuse that might be happening here, that is where we encourage you to get involved. You know, this is we're in the middle of Child Abuse Prevention Month. We call it CAP Month around the office. And our whole motto for it is children matter, get involved. You know, and this is a thing where you kind of have to fight against your general nature. You have to kind of fight against, you know, I don't want to get involved, or, oh, I could be wrong. You know what? Maybe you are. But that's why you ask the question. That's why you talk to the child whenever you can. And that's why you talk to the parents or talk to anybody that knows the child. This is something that's worth pursuing if you believe that the child's safety is in danger.
And a big fundraiser, we mentioned this earlier, coming up in Springfield on May 20th, a walk. And not only can you participate and help raise money, but you can do so even if you don't want to come out and walk or can't make it out. You can raise money and do it in different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't live in Springfield or if you won't be able to make it out on May 20th, you can help us raise money online. You can go to IllinoisWalkForChildren.org. We have so many different ways that you can get involved. You can register a team. You can create a page through our First Giving website where you can raise money just by sharing it online, and your friends can donate money to your specific cause and your specific page, and definitely just getting the word out there. This is something that this event has been very successful in the past, but we want to grow it even more. We want it to become one of those preeminent events in Springfield, because this is a topic and this is a work that PCA Illinois is doing that is valuable. You know, like there was there's so many statistics out there, but I mean, aside from even the tens of thousands, Illinois right now ranks 50th in the entire United States out of finding permanency for children in care. And that's something that now that Director Shelton at DCFS is really doing some great work trying to combat that. But again, this is so easy for you to show your support for not only just the general principle of stopping child abuse, but for this organization, PCA Illinois, that is doing so much great work with trying to educate and advocate for the children of Illinois in every way that it can. So, yeah, I just encourage everyone, even if you can't come out and take your picture with Iron Man and Spider-Man, which you definitely should do anyway, you know, like you can get online, you can share, you can get the word out there. Let's go and make this event something that everybody is marked their calendars on every single year.
That's Jeremy Gechner. He's with Prevent Child Abuse Illinois. Jeremy, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, Sean.
And you can find a link to the information about the walk. It's available at our website at illinoisedition.org. I'm Sean Crawford.